You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a reporter about the Obama administration's guidelines to public schools on transgender bathroom use issued today.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup. Speaker of the House and Janesville Republican Paul Ryan was in the news a lot this week as he found himself at odds with Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, and a challenger back home.
More news came out of Lincoln Hills this week, bringing up questions of inmate care at the juvenile detention facility, and two state lawmakers are planning on holding a wolf summit in northern Wisconsin.
Robert Menser joins us now to give us the latest on those stories. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network based in Wausau. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Well, Paul Ryan met with Donald Trump yesterday. This was an eagerly anticipated meeting, people wanting to know what was going to come of it. Well, what came of it?
Yeah, sort of the big news of the political world this week, the Paul Ryan Donald Trump summit. What came of it? Basically, they seemed to like each other. They both came out saying that it was a good, productive meeting. They feel they're on the path to reconciliation, but no immediate conversion for Ryan's part. He still said he was not ready to support Trump, but I think they're heading in the direction. Basically, what is happening here is Ryan is trying to sort of pin down Trump's commitment to all of any number of conservative policies, and it's a hard thing to do when it's Donald Trump tends to say a lot of contradictory things, and so I think that the consensus view is someone like Paul Ryan is trying to sort of ensure that he will be reliably a conservative, trying to make the argument a sort of a political argument about, like, if you're going to be the nominee of the party, here's kind of what here's what Republicans are like.
It seems like Paul Ryan has had kind of a wild ride for not having been Speaker of the House for terribly long. He's facing a whole slate of unknowns with Donald Trump and now a challenger from back home for his seat in the House. What do we know about that challenger?
So Paul Ryan has a challenger from the right, a sort of a Tea Party or possibly a Trumpian businessman candidate named Paul Nehlen. Can we just say it doesn't seem to be a particularly serious challenger? There was the conservative website Right Wisconsin just today highlighted a poll that had Ryan with a lead of 78-14. The guy's Speaker of the House. He's extremely popular among conservatives. He's always been well regarded in his district. And as Speaker, he has more or less access to an unlimited amount of campaign money. So it's hard to see that it's exactly likely that he's going to go the way of Eric Cantor and lose his primary. But on the other hand, I'm sure it's a headache. I'm sure it's a pain. And you have there's certain people who are maybe not fans of Paul Ryan who have an interest in playing up the chances that that this guy might have to take him out.
And speaking of people who are not fans of Paul Ryan, Sarah Palin. Here's what she
there's one.
Here's what she had to say. Let's take a listen.
I think Paul Ryan is soon to be cantored as an Eric Cantor. His political career is over, but for a miracle, because he has so disrespected the will of the people. And as the leader of the GOP, the convention, certainly he is to remain neutral, and for him to already come out and say who he will not support was not a wise decision of his.
And there's Sarah Palin, not on board with Paul Ryan. How has he responded to that?
Sure. Sarah Palin noted for her steady, good political judgment, I guess. I mean, that's over the top, right? That's political career is over is kind of a funny thing to say. The thing to remember is Palin is also officially a Trump surrogate. Palin campaigned for Trump in Wisconsin. And so having her go on TV, go on CNN and sort of issue these attacks on Ryan, we don't know. Given what we know about Palin and about the Trump campaign, it's hard to say how coordinated this was, like how planned out. But we do know that that Trump was playing offense, and this is it's a signal. This is Trump has his surrogates, and if Ryan isn't going to go along, I assume that Trump has ways of making life at least a little bit unpleasant for Ryan.
And we're going to move on to a story that we've been tracking for quite a while now out of Wisconsin about Lincoln Hills. And there was news this week about a patient who got the incorrect medication not once but twice. What can you tell us about that story?
Yeah, so here's what we know. This happened twice in April of this year. This is a 15-year-old boy being held at Lincoln Hills. He was given the wrong psychotropic medication. He takes a pill for sleep and to prevent anxiety. Instead, he was given an antidepressant pill. And what is it's the twice part that is the especially disturbing, right? The facility called his mother, made a promise that it wouldn't happen again, and then it happened again. So this is part, you know, seen as part of these long-term problems with Lincoln Hills that have led to an investigation by the state that is now being conducted by the FBI into mismanagement, potentially criminal actions by guards and other employees. And so something like this is, I think everyone, you know, it is seen as certainly a mistake, but it's a question of is it a sign of mismanagement? One of the things in the report by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that came out is that medication is routinely distributed by guards at the facility.
Is that
not
unusual?
It seems like it's worth asking the question of whether that ought to be the province of a nurse or some sort of health professional. And it's certainly from the outside. I'm not an expert in this myself, but from the outside, it seems like that supports the claim that that staff at the facility are overstretched, and it's not. You wouldn't necessarily expect a guard to be conversant and familiar with medications. Go ahead.
No, you complete your thought. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, another thing that it raises is, so this is the other thing about it, is this is a facility for juveniles. There are, you know, how many of these, what is the role of mental illness, I guess, among the youth who are incarcerated there? That's another big question around this. The idea is that this should be a place for rehabilitation, for them to receive some programming that is needed. But I think that, you know, how many kids with mental illness are taking psychotropic drugs at this facility, and is it the best environment for them? That's the type of question that a lot of Lincoln Hills critics are raising, and at least Milwaukee County, which has taken steps toward removing kids from the facility.
It's our Wisconsin News Roundup, and we're talking with Robert Menser, storytelling editor for USA Today Network in Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. And Robert, we're going to wrap up with a story about a couple of state lawmakers looking at holding a wolf summit in northern Wisconsin in the near future. What would be the purpose of the wolf summit?
So this is a charged, very controversial topic in the Northwoods. They're planning this. They want this summit to happen in September, and the goal. This is from Senator Tom Tiffany and Representative Adam Jarko. They're guys who do not agree with a federal court decision to return wolves to the endangered species list. So what they're wanting to call attention to is these incidents that are reported that have wolves killing or injuring livestock or pets. Tiffany noted that there have been 14 cases so far in 2016, according to the State Department of Natural Resources. And there's a lot of people in northern Wisconsin who see this as a safety issue. The DNR's argument is that there are things that they can do besides having a hunt or besides getting rid of the wolves. They can construct fencing. They're using sound or light to keep wolves away from more populated areas. But this is from the lawmakers' point of view and the advocates' point of view. What they want to do is point out that that wolves are, you know, more common than they have been in years, and that it's creating problems.
And we leave it there. Robert, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Robert Menser from the USA Today Network Wisconsin, helping us to recap the biggest stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.